Lukumi in the Basket by Nick Katsouris. It was Easter morning and Lukumi hopped out of bed. "Mommy, Daddy, where did the Easter Bunny hide my Easter basket?" she called out. Lukumi then raced around the house with her brother Baby Lou, looking in every possible hiding place. "Here it is," she said, locating the bright pink basket containing chocolate Easter eggs, a box of marshmallow chicks, a big green lollipop, and a pink Easter Bunny. "Another bunny," Lukumi said, disappointed. "The same bunny I get every year." Lukumi thought about her bunny all year long. Before she knew it, the year passed, and it was the day before Easter once again. Marika came to Lukumi's home wearing a huge Easter bonnet. "What do you think?" Marika asked.
"Nice hat," Fustiki the cat chuckled.
"It's an Easter bonnet," Dean the dog said. "Maybe the Easter Bunny will put a bonnet in your basket tomorrow," Marika said.
"I don't believe in the Easter Bunny," Lukumi said. "I have always wanted an Easter lamb in my basket, and all I ever get is an Easter Bunny. What kind of an Easter Bunny wouldn't care about my feelings? Besides, I have never seen the Easter Bunny, so he can't be real."
Lukumi was very sad and went for a walk in her backyard. She was looking up at the sky, not noticing where she was going, when all of a sudden, she fell through a hole in the ground. Down and down she fell, swishing and swooshing through this long rainbow-colored tunnel for what felt like an eternity. It was part scary, part exciting, like she was riding a big slide to nowhere that eventually led to somewhere. And what a somewhere it was. Lukumi flew out of the other end of the tunnel and couldn't believe what she saw. It was the most beautiful place she had ever seen. The grass beneath her was made of sugar. The pink clouds above were floating cotton candy, and the flowers, which were everywhere, were made of candy swirls and jelly bean petals in every color. Lukumi tasted a jelly bean flower and hopped through the wonderland of sweets. She passed a chocolate river, walked over a lollipop bridge, and up a hill made out of marshmallow chicks. At the top of the hill was the Easter Bunny. Lukumi couldn't believe her eyes. "Mr. Bunny, you are real," Lukumi said. "Of course I'm real," the Easter Bunny said, "although I don't think I will be making my journey this Easter. I am not up to the trip because you don't believe in me."
"You have to make the trip," Lukumi said.
"But you seem so down on Easter," the Easter Bunny said. "That's because I have always wanted a Lukumi lamb in my basket, and every year you give me a bunny. I have given you a bunny because I wanted you to have a little something to remember me by. Unlike Santa, nobody writes me letters, so I don't know what you like. And then, when I deliver baskets of goodies, it makes me sad when children are not happy. Besides, Easter is tomorrow, and I will never get everything done in time. So I think this year there will be no Easter bunny."
"There has to be an Easter bunny," Lukumi called out. "I will help you."
Lukumi then helped the Easter bunny and his army of bunny helpers fill up as many baskets as they could. Lukumi filled the baskets with candy grass, marshmallow chicks, chocolate Easter eggs, and plenty of plush Easter bunnies. In between, Lukumi could not resist and tasted a little bit of everything. When the last Easter basket was filled, Lukumi went to the Easter Bunny's office to tell him she was done. Lukumi knocked and went inside. On the office wall was a photo of Lukumi hugging a pink Easter Bunny. On the photo was a note that read, "Always remember to give Lukumi a special pink Easter Bunny in her basket." Lukumi smiled, realizing that the Easter Bunny really cared about her after all. Lukumi then found the Easter Bunny in his workshop and told him, "I now appreciate all those bunnies that you gave me. It was actually very thoughtful of you. It has been really fun helping you too." And the Easter Bunny replied, "Sometimes we see only what we want to see, but then we look beyond the story of me. The secret to happiness is doing things for others, looking out for friends, our sisters, and our brothers. A little bit of kindness goes a long, long way, and then our happiness is here to stay. Thank you, Lukumi, for helping me see that my Easter Bunny journey was meant to be." "You are a good little lamb," the Easter Bunny said. He then handed Lukumi a special basket, and inside
was a cuddly white Lukumi lamb. Lukumi was thrilled. I am also pleased that you now believe in who I am. I will make the trip after all, the Easter Bunny said. And remember, just because you can't always see something doesn't mean that it is not real, as long as you believe. Always believe, and you will not be disappointed. Lukumi then heard her mom and dad calling out to her. Wake up, Lukumi! It's Easter, her mom said. Huh? What happened? Lukumi said. You fell and bumped your head in the backyard yesterday, and you just woke up, her daddy said. I had the most amazing dream, Lukumi said, but it felt so real. I helped the Easter Bunny save his Easter journey. Oh, that's sweet, dear, her mom said. Now let's go look for your Easter basket. Dean searched the closet. Vastiki looked under the bed. Marika even checked the refrigerator. Finally, there it was on the living room chair. Inside the bright pink basket were chocolate Easter eggs, a box of marshmallow chicks, a big green lollipop, and a cuddly Lukumi Easter lamb. I love it, Lukumi said, squeezing her new friend. Lukumi then noticed that in the basket was a flower made out of jelly bean petals. Lukumi smiled, walked over to the window, looked out into her backyard, and said, Sometimes we do see only what we want to see, but then we look beyond the story of me. The secret to happiness is doing things for others, looking out for friends, our sisters, and our brothers. A little bit of kindness goes a long, long way, and then our happiness is here to stay. Thank you, Easter Bunny, for helping me see that your journey is important for you and for me. I do believe, Lukumi said. Happy Easter, Easter Bunny. The end.